goodness. What the heavens are you doing out here? You'll catch your death or worse. Hello? Can you hear me? You can't stay out here. There's a storm coming. The temperature's already dropped below zero. Oh golly, you're in quite a state. Can you stand? Come on, I don't live too far. My cabin is just up the way. It's warm. There's a fire and stew in a pot. You can't stay out here. And I certainly can't leave you. My conscience wouldn't allow that. Please do not be so frightened. I won't harm you. I don't know what happened to you, but it must have been dreadful, and I'm sorry for that. But you must come with me now, or you will surely perish out here tonight. That's it. Come on. It's not too far, I promise. Just up the way. So far. Easy does it now. Just have a seat here. There you go. Okay, let me get you a blanket and some hot water. Yes, this should be much warmer. Let me see your hands. Oh, come now, I won't hurt you. We need to check for frostbite. It can get awful nasty if left unattended. It's better safe than sorry. That's it. Okay. Let's see here. Well, it doesn't look like old Jack has taken much of a nip at you, which is quite fortunate. You do have quite a many dreadful looking scrapes here, though. But don't worry, I've got just the thing. Now, where did I put that? Around here. You'll have to forgive me. I've been cleaning up the cupboard, so everything has been moved around. I swear I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached. Ah, there it is. Plenty of it left. Some alcohol here. Alright, here we go. I'm going to clean out some of these. This liquid here will sizzle them germs right out. It may sting a little, but don't fret, you'll barely feel it. Right here. Okay. Now hold real still. I'm just gonna dab it on. There we go. Yeah. See, it's not so bad. Just a little dabbing here and here and here. My goodness, you really got yourself in a scrap. No fear though. We'll get you in right condition in no time. It's already working here, see? It's bubbling up like that to show. It's really burning out them nasty infections. You can hear it sizzling even. Don't worry, that's perfectly normal. May I see your other hand now? Thank you. You know, it's very good that I found you when I did. You couldn't have been worse for wear. And the winter storms are starting to creep over the mountains. It gets below freezing out here every night now. We've had a lot of snow, but those are just flurries compared to what's on its way. Winters are rather rough around here, but we manage quick. Yikes, that was a deep one. I'm sorry. We really want to make sure we get that one cleaned out good. I think that'll about do it. Okay, let me just put this to the side here. Now this other stuff, it looks a little funny, but trust me, it works wonders. It's kind of goofy and smells a bit funny, but that's just the herbs blended up in there. It's totally harmless. You could eat the stuff if you wanted, though I don't recommend it. It doesn't taste the best, although the cat doesn't agree. I'll just put it over your cuts now that they're disinfected, and it'll dry and create a sort of mask over your skin. It'll help you heal quickly and neatly and add some extra protection against any unwanted bacteria. You can never be too safe. I think you'll also find that it's rather soothing. This is something my grandmother looked up years ago. She always said my father was getting himself banged up and would go through bandages like the kit goes through the caboodle. So she came up with an alternative way of dealing with it. Works wonders for my husband, too. He's a woodcutter, so he's come home with busted blisters many nights. My grandmother, though, she makes a lot of remedies, medicines, elixirs, things of that nature. Quite the herbologist. She's somewhat of a witch doctor, they call it. Everyone from town would come to her if they couldn't get rid of their ailments, and 9 times out of 10, they were cured by the end of the week. Of course, she's not really a witch. The medicinal practices have been passed through the women of our family for generations. I still have quite a lot to learn, but it's a fascinating study. Alrighty, I think that's all you need to- Whiskers! Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, she usually doesn't approach strangers. Whiskers, you can't jump onto people's laps without invitation, that's rude. I am so sorry, it must have been the salve, she loves the smell of it. I hope you're not allergic. I'll take her. Are you sure? Really, you don't have to let her sit there. She's spoiled enough as it is. Well, if you're sure. Just sit her on the floor if you change your mind. Honestly, she's usually very shy. Silly thing. But as long as you don't mind, then I don't mind. Just be careful. She may try and lick your hands. It'll dry soon enough, though. Why don't I make some tea, And while that's going, I'll cook us up something to eat. The broth has been simmering over the cook fire all day. I wanted to wait until I return home to add some onions and some potatoes and a nice rabbit meat. What's wrong? Do you not like rabbit? Because I can make you something else. No? What is it then? An inconvenience. Oh, dear heavens, no. Trust me, I don't mind helping you. I know you have to be hungry. Probably on the verge of dehydration, too. The tea will be done in just a few minutes, but I can get you a glass of water if you want. Okay. Well, it won't take long at all. Please don't think you're putting us out. I'm glad I have the chance to help you. And when my husband returns, I'm sure he will say the same. Now, let me get these onions and these potatoes peeled and chopped, and we can toss them in the pot. Oh, come now. You are in my house, and while you are, you will abide by my rules. And my rules say that I cannot and will not allow anyone to go hungry under my roof. Do I make myself clear? Very good. Perhaps if I told you a story, you might be more understanding of where I'm coming from. You see, a very long time ago, when I was just a girl, I lived near the southwest border of the forest. And my grandmother, she lived over yonder east. We weren't too far. Close enough, my mother felt comfortable letting me go on my lonesome. Well, I loved my grandmother very much, and as a child, I spent a lot of time with her. Almost every day. And then a time came when she fell very ill. And I wasn't allowed to see her. Granted, I only had to stay away for about a week, but when you're very small and you're used to seeing someone every day, a week feels like an awful long time. So the day came, and I was finally able to return, and I was ecstatic, very excited. My mother and I spent all morning making breads and jams and some sweets I could take over to her. Every day I went to my grandmother's, my mother always told me, stay on the path, and don't talk to strangers. I always did as she said. I was obedient and good for a child. For the most part. Anyway, I was skipping along the path. I was so thrilled when I happened to pass by a lovely flower bed that had come into bloom. It was a little ways off into the forest, maybe 5 paces or so. Not too far. And I think to myself, as little girls often do, those flowers were very pretty, and I would very much like to pick some. I thought they'd be a wonderful addition to the goodie basket I was taking to my grandmother. So without thinking too much, I rushed over and picked the loveliest ones I could find. And as I was about to turn back to the road, another flower bed caught my eye, with even bigger and brighter and prettier flowers. And suddenly, the ones in my hand weren't as beautiful. Now, these flowers were much further from the path than the others, but I really wanted to give my grandmother some nice ones to make her feel better, you know? So I decided it would be okay, as long as I was very quick about it. As I was picking them, I was approached by a wolf. Though it wasn't simply a wolf, it was one of those werebeasts. I'm sure I don't need to tell you about them. They hadn't been a threat in the area for a very long time. And being a small child of 6-7 years old, my mother never saw a need to tell me about them. So I wasn't scared. I was curious and startled, but I can't really say that I was scared. Now, whether that was because I was so young, or because the beast had some sort of bewitching power, I will never know. He spoke to me. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard them speak, but there is something very off about it that even my 6-7-year-old self could pick up on. But he was very polite. And my mother always said that you were to be polite to everyone who showed you the same courtesy. He complimented my flowers and asked what I had in the basket. Then I saw no harm in telling him that they were goodies that I was taking to my sick grandmother just over yonder east. After I told him where she was, he said goodbye and wished me on my way. And that, I thought, was that. So I ran back to the path, happy that I got flowers, and was on my way again, putting me in quarter for my mind. It didn't take much longer to reach my grandmother's. I finally got there, and I was so excited I knocked on the door, as that's the polite thing to do. You don't go barging into people's doors, not even your grandma. And I heard a voice call out, "Who is it?" And I said, "Grandmother, it's me. I've brought you all kinds of goodies to make you feel better." So she said, "Just lift the latch and come on in, dear." Now, when she said that, something about it kind of struck me as odd. It didn't quite sound like my grandmother. But she'd been sick, and I knew that sometimes when you get sick, your voice gets a little thin. You know what I mean. So I lifted the latch and came right in, went to her bedroom, and sure enough, that wolf was standing right there looking far less polite than he had been moments ago. His eyes were glowing, his teeth were all showing, all big and sharp-like, snarling away. My grandmother was on the floor, just lying there. At that point, I was terrified, and I just started screaming. Then by a stroke of luck, a woodcutter was passing by and heard. He came barging in, chopped that wolf right in half. It was gruesome. I had nightmares about it all the time. Still do, on occasion. It turned out my grandmother was alright, which was a big relief. My family was very grateful to the woodcutter, so every Sunday we'd invite him over for supper. He'd bring his son-in-law, cute shy little thing, just a few years older. I married that boy eventually. He too became a woodcutter, like his pop. Still, every Sunday, we all get together for supper. And we can, anyway. But, that's my story. So, you see, if it weren't for a woodcutter, a complete stranger, who had no reason to stop and help us, I wouldn't be here today. That's why it's important for me to lend a hand whenever I can. Oh, look at that. He's done. Nice and hot. That's sure to warm me right up. And the stew will be done in no time. You just gotta let it simmer now. After you've eaten and warmed up, I'll show you to the back room. We've got a spare bed back there. It's just a small cot, really, but it's something. The room is used mostly for storage, but now and then we get a guest, so we opted to keep it back there. Plus, you never know. There might be a cradle back there one day. It's gonna be a while before we get that one. I'd like to wait a few more years. But I know for a fact he's already got plans drawn up for a rocking horse out in the shed. Speak of the devil. Don't worry about those dogs, they don't bite. They look something fierce, but they're pups. What's he doing out there? Excuse me for a moment. What are you doing out here? Are you gonna come inside? You wanna do it now? Well, alright. We got a guest. Yes, we do. I found him out there just lying in the snow. Walking pretty well with them out there. The storm didn't get up and, you know, they want him. So he stole the water. No, I haven't seen him slow down. I'm sorry about that. He's got some stuff he wants to do before he comes in for the night. So, I'll go ahead and pour you some of that soup, okay? Alright. Whiskers, hop down now. There we go. It's real hot, so watch yourself. Nah, I'll eat when he comes in. If you don't mind, I'll just have a seat in my rocking chair and do a little knitting. No, Whiskers, you can't lay in the yard. Okay, fine. You can have this piece. Finish? I'll take that then. No, don't worry about it. If you follow me now, I'll show you to your bed. I know it isn't much, but it'll have to do. If you get cold, there are extra blankets in the chest. It's all right, really. You get some rest. We'll be going to town tomorrow, and you can tag along. But until then, just rest easy. We'll see you in the morning.